This is a HeadGum Podcast.
All right. Special. Special? Unique, at the very least. Episode of our podcast, wherein we don't give advice. We just talk to each other about what happened.
Because this is what I need right now.
Yeah, a little bit selfish. Don't know how interesting it'll be to listen to, but at the very least, it'll be helpful to discuss and digest.
Maybe people will wake up and feel like I did, like they didn't want to watch the news or read a paper. They just want to, like, do nothing, listen to music. So yeah. I guess we are going to talk about it.
Yeah.
But at least it's like we can all have a conversation without wanting to talk about what just happened.
It'll be more, hopefully, therapeutic than informational.
Mm-hmm.
So we're talking about the election, the results of the election. Today's Wednesday, November 9th. It's also cool to have this time capsule of this like conversation we're about to have because I'm sure we'll get desensitized or numb to it at a certain point. We won't remember exactly how we felt the morning after. So in a selfish way, it's fun to capture this conversation.
Yeah, that's nice too.
So I guess the basic, the beginning of it is just what were you doing? Like, what were you doing when it happened? Where were you?
Well,
before we get into any analysis.
Yeah, I was.
Just the facts.
I was here at the office.
We were watching together.
Yeah, it was, honestly, it felt celebratory.
Yeah, this was like a pre-party.
Yeah, there was, I mean, I had a beer, I was relaxed, we ordered sushi.
Yeah.
And everything was fine.
And like Hillary was leading in Florida, so we felt somewhat confident. We're like, this is crazy. Like if she wins Florida, it's over.
Leading in Florida and North Carolina.
Is it over if she wins Florida? Like, is that it? Like, it's only 5:30 p.m.
Yeah.
In LA.
I was worried because I was like, well, then I'll have to go home so early. I've been enjoying this.
Yeah, it's like a lot of sports metaphors in my head, but like when your team's up by a lot, you're like enjoying it, but you're like, it would be fun if it was a little closer, you know, just to like get my dick twitching a little bit. Let's have some fun with it.
That our dicks were chopped off.
Yeah, I went from like a nail biter to a stomach punch. So then things started to go sour when Florida, you start to realize that Florida was trending in Trump's favor.
Yeah, Florida. I think I really started feeling nervous, because as Florida was coming in, they were saying like, "This is like all to be expected. This is matching the 2012 map. Like Miami or Broward County hasn't put in their votes yet."
Yeah.
So you're thinking like, oh, okay, well, she might come back and win Florida. But then I remember just looking at Virginia, which was supposed to be like a clear win for her.
Yeah.
And they weren't calling it.
And they're like, maybe there's this trend that I'm starting to pick up on and everybody else is too, because every prediction, every poll seems to have been off by this very
5 to 12 points somehow.
Very dangerous margin. And in like a race so close where it's like, we have Ohio +1, we have Florida -2. Like the fact that there was this 5 to 8 point discrepancy, that's like more than everything.
Yeah. So all the conversations about like, will Trump concede if he loses? Like it just seems so extraneous now. We should have been like focused on fucking Wisconsin.
Yeah. And that's the crazy part. As the results come in, like, the states that were a toss-up, every toss-up state went to Trump. Mm-hmm. And then the states that were firmly Hillary, Trump won by a bit.
Yeah. I mean,
Ohio was a fucking landslide.
Well, Ohio was never part of her path to 270.
Right.
Ohio was a bonus. Yeah, yeah, that was more of a toss-up, but leaning Trump.
Yeah, yeah, leaning Trump a little bit.
It really was like
Wisconsin and Michigan.
Wisconsin and Michigan, Pennsylvania. Pennsylvania, you can't.
She lost Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
She lost Pennsylvania. She lost North Carolina. She lost Florida. She lost Wisconsin. Did she lose Michigan?
She did. She lost Michigan and was, yeah.
He didn't, fucking took a shit all over the path to 270. He had states to spare by the end.
Yeah. You know what's interesting? And this is part of like some weird like self-reflection that I've been doing. Like I've been picturing in my dreams like a Trump or a Clinton blowout, so we don't have to like, yeah, we don't have to say like, oh, our country is really divided, or we don't have to deal with him suing whatever and like, you know, and litigating his presidency.
Right.
But then it happened in the reverse.
Yeah.
like,
and now you have to reap what you sow. You have to deal with the nightmare scenario for yourself rather than like empathizing with the enemy.
There's nothing. I can't put up a fight. I can't be like, hey, recount Philadelphia.
So the next question is, why do you think it happened? Like, what's the reason? Why was everyone so confident, and why was everyone so wrong?
I think I have no idea why everybody was so confident. I guess it seems like they just didn't. It seems like Trump brought out a lot of new voters, maybe a lot of like rural voters that
were not polled,
that didn't vote for Mitt Romney, because I think she was getting Obama's percentage points in the cities.
Yeah.
But he was just bringing in people that rural folks.
I saw that there were 8 or 9 states where Trump had double digit percentage gains on Romney. Double digit. 10 more percent or more voted for him versus Romney.
So I think it's two things. One is like the unfortunate thing. I think a lot of people showed up to just deny Clinton, to just block her because they hate her. For whatever reason, people hate Hillary Clinton for lots of reasons.
Yeah.
Which is pretty lame. The other thing, I think, is just we discounted how disenfranchised and angry people are.
Right. When it seems like that's what everyone is always talking about. They just didn't know to what extent.
Yeah. And I think that's something that it's really hard for me to be like, you know, they were right. They elected their guy. But they did. I mean, we have to listen to those people.
Right. If they're half the country.
More than half. Or I guess I don't know who won the popular vote still.
I think it's leaning towards Clinton winning it.
Interesting.
A little less than half. But still, that's a lot.
Yeah.
It is great. Like, to ask a question on any poll where it's this close to 50-50 is nearly impossible. Like, the fact that it's so evenly split is insane. Yeah. Like, there's no reason for it to be this specifically close to 50-50. It seems like 55-45 is so much more likely than like this close. It's like within 1 or 2 percentage points of people preferring these polar opposite things. And it's polar opposite because Trump is literally going down Hillary's laundry list and be like, all right, I have to say the opposite of that. I have to say the opposite of that. I have to say the opposite of that. He like knew how to, he knew the game of politics, which is funny because he's not a politician.
Yeah, I mean,
more than Hillary.
God, he's such a jackass. It's crazy to me.
But it worked. Somebody on CNN said, which I think was the most like telling thing, was like, Trump had literally one message since the beginning, since over a year ago. The one message was Washington, D.C. is bad and I'll fix it. And that was it over and over. Washington, D.C. is bad. She's crooked. It's rotten. Drain the swamp. It's over. It sucks. It's bad. It's bad. It's bad. And that was enough to win. Like everything else didn't matter. Every debate, every like leaked tape was inconsequential. It was all just entertainment. It was all just like noise around the signal of like Washington, D.C. is bad. Who else thinks so? Okay, it's enough to win.
Right.
That was it. He didn't necessarily say what he would do to fix it. He would just say, this is bad and I'm an alternative. And it could have been maybe anybody, and it maybe would have been any like Republican, or maybe another Republican would have been too moderate, or maybe Bernie Sanders would have taken some of the vote because there's enough people who just wouldn't vote for any woman.
Right.
But the idea that all the debates and all the tapes and all the leaks and all the stuff that all our like liberal friends would be like, that's it. This is it. This is the thing that's going to bury him. This is what's going to hurt him in the polls.
I guess, but they did hurt him in the polls, and the polls just didn't mean anything.
The polls don't matter.
But here's the polls were like 5 to 7 points off most places or something like that. So what about when he was down like 12 points in the polls?
It seems like that
didn't
matter.
Like, were they actually? What I don't understand is like the pussy tape comes out, the debates are over. Like he's just after the garbage debates, he's like, people vote and they're like, oh, that was 3 weeks ago.
Yeah,
he's all good now.
Yeah,
I came back around to the guy.
I can't think that any leak tape would have ruined it for him because like there was like this thought of like, ooh, there's a tape of him on The Apprentice using the N-word. Like if that just came out, that would bury him. I think the message of Washington is bad resonates so like blindly with some people.
Yeah, well, people say that
they don't care about anything.
Yeah,
else.
The change candidate always has a better shot. That's like Obama, hope, change.
Yeah, especially against back-to-back Democrats. It's hard to win like Democrat 3 years in a row or three terms in a row. And yet, still, everybody was like suggesting that, like, oh, it's.
Yeah.
The polls said like it was going to be a little bit closer than like most people, which I guess most people that we talk to, which is that they're like, don't worry, the polls are wrong in the other direction. Like, it's going to be a landslide.
Yeah.
Totally wrong.
Completely.
And then it's like, what a weird. And then it's like the analysis of like, what a weird fucking psychological experiment that is, that every single person you respect wants one thing and says it's going to happen. And then this guy that we all dislike is right and everyone else is wrong. Right. It felt like this Twilight Zone episode when like it's always like Trump wins presidency. It looked like this weird fucking dystopian mockumentary. Like that right. can't be like,
and all the people, like even just the people surrounding him, I hate even more than Trump, like Kellyanne Conway, Rudy yeah. Giuliani, Chris Christie's up there gloating.
They all win.
Steve Bannon.
They all win.
How? Yeah, what is it? That's a real, that's the scenario that we're in, that LeBron James, Jay-Z, and Beyonce.
Nothing, worth nothing.
Obama, Michelle Obama.
Yeah, I nothing. Mean, I think the there's this, what I realized last night, which I guess people thought about or knew about or probably already had this in their mind, was that there's this chunk of America that we don't see at all. They're not on Twitter. They're not on Instagram. They're not on Reddit. They're not even like watching TV or movies. They don't give a shit who Jay-Z is. They don't give a shit who Beyonce is. All these like people who we think are like everywhere, like everyone loves Beyonce. No, not everyone loves Beyonce. There's 50, however many, 8 million, how many people voted for Trump. They don't even give a shit or know or care who Beyonce is, Jay-Z is, Obama, Michelle Obama.
A milk farmer in Wisconsin doesn't know who Lady Gaga
right,
is.
Right, exactly. And there's so many of those people that will never, ever, ever read our tweets or be on these social media apps. So, like, we're surrounded by, like, let's say, like 5 apps, 10 websites, and they're all just flooded with the people we know. And then there's as many, if not more, people that don't subscribe to any of that stuff that also vote that we just didn't even consider. Because it's like, how could we? We surround ourselves with the 99%. It's like, you know, when they show these electoral maps where it's like, all right, let's go to Philadelphia. 98% have for Clinton. But then if we go to literally every other county, it's red, 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 red.
Yeah, well, I mean, well, I guess that's because it's their jobs that are leaving. And that's and like they're the ones that are responding to Trump's message
yeah.
of like anti-trade, closed borders. That's what they want,
right?
So what? I mean, what happens now? Do we actually build a wall?
No.
Is there a deportation force?
Well,
is this? I mean, I get nervous thinking about the things that can actually. I'm basically going back and forth today between being hopeful and then having a very bleak outlook of the next 4 years.
Yeah, well,
hopeful in the sense that, like, all right, like, hey, everybody, we were dealt a crushing blow, but like that's going to unite us the same way that that a win would have.
Right.
And I think that it's important to reach out to the angry, disenfranchised people that elected this guy. I think it is unfortunate that they weren't heard, that like I don't think Hillary appealed directly to them in the same way that Bernie did, and definitely not in the same way that Trump did. So we forgot about him.
Yeah.
We were like, oh, you know what, the Black, Latino, non-white population, the young population, those are the people that I care more about too, in a way.
Right.
We thought they were going to elect Hillary.
Well, Trump won with white women and white men and with no other gender or race breakdown.
Yeah. And white people have it real good, but we ignored them. So maybe we got to talk to them. But then the other thing is like, so I feel hopeful that like there's some sort of bridge there. Like we should be working for those people that are sad and upset out there.
Right.
But then what about like the Supreme Court? What about the, it's a completely stacked,
yeah,
like Republican Senate, House
President.
That's crazy.
Yeah, that's
and he's made a lot of real fucked up promises.
Yeah,
like that, banning immigration and deporting people
and all the stuff that Democrats were complaining about. It's like, oh, how do we do the thing where you block shit? Because now I want to do the thing where I don't want him
to choose a judge for 4 years. Yeah,
yeah,
4 years Supreme Court vacancy sounds fine all of a sudden.
Yeah, now that I think about it, it's okay that the president can't do whatever the fuck he wants. I was saying that the emotions that. I guess personally, I'm feeling is that like half of it is, like it's like another sports metaphor. I don't hate like the Celtics players. I hate their fans. I don't want them to be happy. Mm. So it's like I don't necessarily hate Trump as much as I do like all of his supporters, because like the Trump that I see in like old videos and even the Trump that gave his speech last night where he's like, we owe a debt of gratitude to Hillary Clinton.
I was like, didn't watch. I couldn't.
Yeah, yeah. He was like, instead of like gloating, like, yeah, like we took down that criminal, lock her up. That's right. Like instead of like doubling down, he was like, first and foremost, we owe a huge debt of gratitude to Hillary Clinton. She's worked tirelessly for the American people. And like for that, I thank her. It's like, wow. Like, I think that's what you really think. The problem is, all of his supporters, those are the people I wanted to see sad. Like, when I was thinking about a Hillary victory, I was, like, going straight to, like, Donald Trump's subreddit and just, like, reading all the loudmouth, racist, angry people. Because I'm like, those are the ones I want to be wrong. Those are the ones I want to laugh at. Those are the ones I want to gloat in front of.
And those are his supporters that I don't want to connect with at all.
Yeah, and those are the ones who are the happiest now. And that's what feels like the most Twilight Zone thing, is because like I visited that page and I've seen like their things. And it's like, in the back of my mind, I'm like, don't worry. Like, their day will come. They'll realize that they're fucking supporting this huge loser. They're not going to win the election. Oh, I can't wait to see their faces when they realize they're not going to win. And they did. So it's like half upset and angry that he won. And then it's half mad that he won and half sad that Hillary lost. Because like there was somebody that was working 30, 40, 50 years for this one goal.
Yeah.
And then like all the women and children in my lives were like, we're going to have a woman president finally. And because she lost, I don't see how we trot one out in the next 4, 8, 12, 16. Like, when do we ever bring out another lady candidate after, like, what happened?
I don't know. It seems like if we ever get to do it, it's got to be, like, two women in the race.
Right.
To make it fair or something.
Yeah, like, we already trotted, like, Hillary out, and she lost to somebody we all considered vile.
Yeah.
So, like... What would her chances be against like a normal white man?
I don't. Maybe they are better, because it's what they liked about Donald Trump was that he was an outsider and that he was going to bring change.
Right.
So maybe somebody like Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren or something like that. That duo could have touted the same message.
Yeah. I would love to go back in time and just experience an alternate dimension where Bernie runs against Trump, just to see what happens.
Bernie runs against Rubio.
Who would you think, in your heart of hearts, do you think Bernie could have beaten or would have beaten Trump? I know he could have beaten Trump.
Yeah, I think he would have beaten Trump. Because
you would
have
bet on Bernie.
I would, because I think that Bernie would have won all of the cities that Clinton won. And then I think he also would have knocked a couple of the counties that Trump ran away with.
Yeah.
I mean, Bernie won the primary in Michigan.
Right.
So I think there's at least a chance that...
He went to Michigan.
I bet it would have been closer.
Yeah.
It would have been closer.
I mean, Hillary already won the popular vote is the crazy part. But I feel like I would have... I mean, I literally did bet on Hillary because I thought I was so confident.
I guess that's the only good thing that came out of this election.
No, I lost cash.
You lost $300 is pretty funny.
That's really funny. But... Knowing what I know now, I would say Trump would have beaten anybody. Like, people were voting for change in Trump, and they didn't really consider who the alternative was, I don't think. Like, all the email stuff, God, it's so meaningless now. Like,
yeah, just, the Comey letter.
Yeah, everything just meant nothing. Like, these people that we don't even think about, don't even poll about, had made up their minds years ago. Like, and it's got to feel like, one, bad for Hillary, obviously, but two, you got to feel a little bit bad if you're Obama. It's like... Yeah, Hillary lost because nobody wanted four more years of you. Like,
yeah.
That he must be, like, pretty disappointed, upset about that fact that he could, like, if he was doing better, four more years of Obama.
He's got one of the highest approval ratings of any sitting president.
Yeah, but like, again, I feel like there's just this.
It's only 55, yeah. So it's not like, it's not.
Again, every poll I feel like is just polling these cities. Like nobody's reaching these people that I think maybe don't have phones.
You know, maybe Trump was right when he said the polling was rigged.
Oh.
I guess that's true.
I don't think it was rigged, but it seems like it didn't take into account, one, these are all things that I tweeted last night. One, the shame of admitting that you're voting for Trump. You can't account for it. Like, literally getting on a phone and telling somebody you're voting for Trump. I think there was a few percentage points of people that, like, couldn't do that and mm-hmm. still voted for him anyway. And two, people that legit don't answer poll phone calls.
Well, we tried phone banking for Hillary.
Yeah.
People don't answer their phones.
Yeah. I think the people that don't answer their phones is enough to tip the election hugely, bigly, bigly in Trump's favor. So that's the reaction. But what about silver linings?
I genuinely think that one silver lining is that Trump is going to lay waste to Republicans and Democrats alike in Washington.
He's going to drain the swamp.
He got no support from the GOP. Like, it was Chris Christie, Rudy Giuliani, and Reince Priebus. And those are his three best friends. And he's, I mean, I want to see the feckless coward Paul Ryan out of there.
Yeah.
I do want to see all these Republicans who, like, unendorsed him, then re-endorsed him, then wouldn't endorse him, but said they'd vote for him.
Yeah.
And then, like, I'm not going to talk about him. I won't defend him, but I'm going to vote. Like,
they were just trying to hedge their bets. They were being like, I voted for you, dude.
And I want Trump to hold a grudge against those people and fucking get them out of there.
So now you want to be on Trump's side against the GOP. Like,
well, I mean,
ride that way for a little bit.
Yeah, I really despise the fact that Trump won, but now that he's there, I do want to see him lay waste to the Republican Party who let this monster into the House.
Yeah,
like, they've made their bed and now Trump gets to fuck in it.
That's good. That's a good silver lining. Another one is that everybody seems to be like rallying, like you said, like a national tragedy happened, and now like this is like, you know, the pendulum has to swing in this for like everything to like swing in the other direction soon. So like, maybe we were getting a little bit too apathetic, a little bit too like, listen, everyone loves Obama, right? Jay-Z, Beyonce, we're good. We don't have to like work that hard.
Yeah.
And now that Trump's in power, if anything goes poorly, which it seems like there's a high probability that it will.
Look at the market. We lost a lot of money today, buddy. You got a 401k?
Now you have a 202k.
All right.
It seems like that's just like when Obama was in office, and everybody will have a right to complain. And the change will now be a change back to maybe more liberal policy.
Yeah.
It's kind of curious to think about the 2020 election. Like, imagine Trump running for re-election.
And those usually happen within like 2 years.
Yeah, we'll know pretty soon.
You think Hillary Clinton is going to run again?
No, never, never, no way, never. Impossible. That's one of the sad things about it. Like, you don't run and lose this bigly and then get to do it again.
Yeah, she tried so hard.
She tried so hard. And she got more votes. It looks like she's going to get more votes.
That's a weird fucking thing to me. That's all right. I'm losing the silver lining thing.
Yeah.
That's so fucking ridiculous.
Should we just get rid of the Electoral College?
It should be a fucking American Idol voting.
What's the point of the Electoral College? Like, what is that? It evenly distributes like
power
states?
In the states.
But still, like, California has more electoral votes than Wyoming. It should just be to such a scale.
Yeah.
Or it should be like, you know, you can split. Like, the fact that...
Do they ever readjust it? Like, if there's a growing population in California, would we ever get, like, 56, 57 electoral votes?
Yeah, I think you get more based on a population.
So they assign them randomly every year?
I don't think it's randomly.
Or not randomly, but do they reassign them every year?
Every election season? I don't know. It seems like it's kind of silly to split Florida. Like, Trump wins by 60,000 votes or whatever in a state, and then he gets 29 electoral votes and Hillary gets zero. Like, that shouldn't be.
Yeah.
You don't get to get all of them for winning by a little. But I guess that would, you might as well just do popular vote at that point.
Right. Well, you should do popular vote.
Yeah.
Most people in the country want one person.
And she gets to win.
Of course.
Another silver lining is there's a world where Trump isn't actually like the person that he said he was. Like, he, again, I keep going back to like pretty level-headed interviews I've seen with him before the election, where he didn't have to appeal to these people that voted for him, where he, like, you know, seems to be rational, level-headed, a little bit humble, and maybe that's the Trump that we'll see in office.
I guess I hope so, but at the same time, like, he has surrounded himself by with like Fox News analysts and Breitbart news people.
Yeah.
So I worry that he's like completely changed. Hopefully he let somebody like Ivanka take the reins from him or something.
It's also kind of dangerous. It's like, now what do you hope for the next 4 years? Do you hope that Trump proves us all wrong and is an awesome president, is great for the people, or do you hope he fails miserably and a lot of people like suffer from it?
I'd like
it's
him
hard
to
not
be,
to be vindictive.
I'd like to, yeah, I would like him to embarrass himself consistently, leave the office in shame, but have it not be quite as bad as we all thought.
Right.
Similar, I mean, if you think about George Bush left with like an abysmal approval rating, the Great Recession, like he did a lot of really fucked up damage.
Yeah.
Like, so hopefully Trump doesn't fuck shit up that bad.
Yeah.
But I would like him to make some major gaffes. I want him to have a hard time at office.
Yeah.
That's one of my silver linings, is that being the president's a very hard job that I don't think he's ready for.
Yeah, that'd be fun.
And I don't think he's ready for it in a lot of, like, in some of the major ways, but then in also, a lot of, like, the tiny little specific ways. I think he's going to look dumb a lot.
Look dumb a lot, and also he's lost the respect of, like, the states he would ever want to live in after. Like, the fact that he got booed at his polling site, lost by a landslide in California. He doesn't have a lot of places to run to after he's done.
Wisconsin.
Yeah. He can always move to Kentucky, Wyoming, and Indiana. Those states are going to bleed red for him, true and true. He can summer in Hopkinsville, Kentucky.
Oh, God. I am going away from the silver lining thing, but I really fucking hate Mike Pence. I hate that he's...
Oh, yeah. The fact that, like, that he introduced Trump, and he's like, just so happy. He's like, this guy almost left Trump, like, right after the pussy tapes. Like, he was, like, considering, like, just abandoning ship at that point.
God, if he did. I wonder if... Well, whatever. Any other silver linings? I fucking could not. Did you sleep well last night?
I didn't sleep for very long because I had to wake up early. So I slept for about 4 hours. One sleep cycle.
That's good.
Is there any sense of relief that the election is over?
I was trying to. Yeah, I think there is.
Like, we don't have to read stories that don't seem to matter, listen to debates that don't seem to matter, like up these emails. Like,
I'm tuning out for a little bit. I was fucking all in on political podcasts and 538 forecasts. Yeah. And
yeah,
I listen to music for the first time.
It's pretty good
in a
music's
while.
Actually not bad.
Yeah, it was
there was a song
that shit's so good that I shouldn't have to fuck for free.
There's a new song that I listened to on the radio that was good. It's called Gold by Kiara. Have you ever heard that song?
I think so.
Yeah, I'll play it for you after. I think you'll dig it.
I mean, I was trying to think too, like, of like my memories in the last few years, and I was like, you know, just thinking of like positive. I was thinking about which one was that? I was thinking about my cousin Pete's wedding in Maine.
Yeah,
and I was like, did I think about the president at all that weekend? Oh, I don't think I did.
That was nice.
All right, so like family vacation in Nantucket. I don't think I was thinking about the president. You do not think about the president quite as much as you think you do around election time.
Yeah, like in the next 2 years, we're going to be thinking about Trump a lot less, I think.
In the last year, we haven't thought about Obama.
Yeah.
We've only been thinking, I mean, I guess in the next election cycle, we'll still be thinking about Trump. But like, it seems to matter way more during the campaign.
Can you get your $100 back?
I ended up donating $130.
Yeah, can you get that? Is that like is that refundable if she doesn't end up carrying Florida, North Carolina, Ohio?
I very much doubt it. You know, it's funny. It's like during the phone bank thing. It's like, call these battleground states of Ohio, Arizona, Florida. Like, you, I should have fucking called Wisconsin, man.
He fucking went deep. He's like, I don't want the swings. I want the fucking likelies. I want the leaning blues.
Ugh.
And he took them.
Yeah, dude.
His ass took them. What else was I going to say? We're almost pretty much
not done. New Hampshire, though.
Yeah, she won New Hampshire. That's exciting. New Hampshire, Vermont, basically anywhere in the Northeast, Trump can't go back to. That's another silver lining.
But that, I mean, that map is such a dismal sign for whoever's whatever Democrats thinking of running in 2020.
Who could it possibly be? Like, who is it even close to being? Bernie's going to be too old, I would think.
Yeah, I don't think it's going to be Bernie. I think it's going to be somebody like some young gun, like Cory Booker.
That'd be exciting. Like a Obama 2.0.
Yeah.
That'll be nice.
We'll see. Fuck, maybe I'll do it.
What?
Oh, The Rock.
Oh, shit. That's another good thing. All right, another silver lining. Certainty is dead. There's no more, like, rules in politics. Like, we don't know anything. So, like, all bets are off. Like, you don't even have to be a fucking politician. Nobody thought The Rock was going to win a year ago. He was probably, like, a million to one shot. So, like, yeah, The Rock is fucking...
Oh, you just said The Rock could win.
Yeah.
I think you meant to say Trump.
Oh, yeah, sorry. Nobody thought Trump could
You're
win.
You're already living in this dream future that we both created.
If you smell... God,
what's your policy on immigration?
It doesn't matter what your policy on immigration is.
Oh, I love him, Dwayne,
Mr. Johnson. Imagine how awful the tapes to come out about him would be that would get us to not vote for him. They don't exist. Just like how we can't believe people would dismiss the pussy grabbing video.
I do want, like, what if more tapes come out now?
Yeah. Let's let it out. Let's, in a nihilistic approach of, like, nothing matters anymore, let's just fucking open the floodgates of uncertainty. Let's see what else is in there. Like, maybe Trump can start openly talking about the shit that he's been doing. It's like,
yeah.
All right, the plane thing was right. That actually did happen.
At a certain point, he gets, you would talk impeachment.
Oh, interesting. But it doesn't seem like he would be fine with, like, he won. In his mind, I think that he's like, this is great. I won. Like, I don't need to be president.
Here's the thing, but
I wanted to win the presidency.
I think I'm trying to want, this is another slight silver lining that might be too reachy, but there's a possibility, somewhat remote maybe, of him getting impeached.
Oh.
Like, he could do something that would result in him being impeached.
But that's not good. Wouldn't Pence become the president?
Yes. Which is really bad.
Pence is worse.
Pence is worse.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay.
Pence is actually religious. Pence is actually homophobic. Pence is actually xenophobic. Whereas Trump just said the shit to win the shit.
I mean, I think that I don't know if he's like a totally cool guy that just said racist xenophobic shit to win. Like, maybe he is. But even that's not, like, that great of a quality.
No, it's not that great, but it does leave the door open to him getting in there and being like, all right, new rules, none of that shit was real. Don't worry, I'm not going to actually change shit.
Right. Well, I guess the one thing is that we really have no idea what's going to happen.
That's kind of
interesting. At the very least, it's horrifying, but it's...
It's liberating.
It's intriguing.
I'm done, like, next election cycle, I'm not fucking looking at polls. I'm not, like, listening to debates. Like, it did not matter at all.
I wonder if I can care again. I cared about this election so much.
I wonder what the next thing I'll give a shit about is.
I don't know. I mean about politics. Like, I remember I cared a lot during 2008 and 2012. But I don't think I cared this much.
No, I don't think so. I mean, this was everywhere. God, and it meant so little. It was already over. It was like the election happened a year ago, and then it's like a year of entertainment.
I'm mad at the media, but I don't quite understand why, because he actually did win. I remember as they were reporting stuff, I was getting really mad. I was like, you guys are only report, like, the cities haven't given their counts yet.
Yeah.
You're fear-mongering. You're just doing this for ratings.
I didn't believe a lot of the stats. Like, I was doing some quick math where it was like 16% of the reports in Broward County, and she's up 300,000 already. I'm like, that doesn't make sense, because then, like, if she's only a sixth in and up 300,000, that, like, extrapolated over the whole county, she would be up over a million in that county.
Well, I think different counties have different populations. So there's this percentage of the precincts or whatever reporting, but like they can be precincts that are reporting like outside of the biggest population center.
That percentage wasn't necessarily total votes. It was just no, total that was the percentage within the county.
Yeah, exactly.
That's how they get you.
I think anyway.
Right. It does a little bit feel like all of society and all of the last 2,000 years has been leading towards like a celebrity president. Like every little thing for the past like 100 years of like back to like whenever like this show business being created, the idolizing of celebrity, then like reality TV show, the anger of like
Reagan was an actor.
Yeah, Reagan was an actor. And then like the anger of the middle class and lower class and like everything was just leading to the point where Donald Trump became president.
Yeah.
President Trump. That seems like a joke. That really seems like a dystopian mockumentary made in the 1990s.
It hurts my heart to. I had dreamt last night that I was in jail.
When I woke up, it turns out it was just Shillery Rotten. Yeah, that's the. I mean, all right, it's good to end on not a full silver lining because that's not how we feel. We're not completely over it yet.
No.
Who do you think is the saddest? Is it Hillary?
I feel like it's Bill. He really wanted to get back in the White House.
Trump, I
think the saddest is probably Obama.
Barack? Yeah, he seems the past like 6 months, he's like, he didn't even want to give Trump the credit of saying his name anymore. He's just like, listen, guys, like this guy's like actually going to win the Republican primary. Like you're embarrassing yourself. He's not going to win the presidency. Like not on my watch. And Trump, he has to meet with him and like give him like almost like kneel down and kiss the ring now.
Yeah.
Obama has to say nice things about Trump.
We'll see what he says about him.
And don't they have like a meeting on Thursday where like, ugh.
Yeah.
Obama has
Obama called him to congratulate him. They don't know what he said, but they called. They had a call.
And it's all like the respect that we were mad that we know Trump wouldn't have given. Now we have to fucking like give it. So it's like, well, you're not going to like, it's all about the peaceful shift of power. Like that's part of democracy. We have to we have to completely
lay out those rules so clearly.
we have to take the high road, Trump. And now that it's on us, it's like, fuck, now we have to take the high road. Now I have to be like respectful to Trump. And now we have to like try to work together and like try to give him the benefit of the doubt and all this stuff that we hoped and know that he wouldn't give to the Democratic nominee.
Yeah. That's something I want. I mean, I don't know how to do this, but I'm going to try to be more active and volunteer and do my part.
That's, so like turn this into a good thing.
Yeah. And I have no idea how to do that yet. but as soon as I find out, folks, I'll let you know.
Yeah. And then once Jake is doing it, that's the trickle-down effect. Then people are in, like, not only Broward County, but Ocala, Clearwater. I mean, we're getting really into the red states. You think that guy's still, like, tapping on the screen? Just, like, for fun? What about that one?
Who is that guy? 100%. God, he fucking loved the magic wall.
Whenever they were talking, you just see him in the back just, like, fucking tapping. What's this one called?
Oh, yeah.
Watch this. From the American one, I bet I can just, like, tap on, like, right there, Brown County in Missouri. Oh, fuck, I missed it. let's go to you. What? Oh, yeah. Shit. I was drawing a dick with the red swing states. I made it pink around Florida, so it looked like a shaft. All right.
I love you, Wolf.
What a tight name. Cool. That was it. That was us talking about it. Tweet at us. Love to hear what you think. Let's commiserate together. We'll be back on Monday with an actual episode of this podcast. What should we call this one?
Sort of Silver Linings.
That's good. All right. Later, everybody.
Peace.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.